With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Wildfires continue to rip through portions of North and South Carolina.
Wildfires continue burning in both North and South Carolina, fueled by millions of downed trees left over from Hurricane Helene, along with dry, windy conditions forcing numerous evacuations. Jeremy Waldrop with North Carolina Forest Service says in Polk and Henderson counties, three wildfires have burned more than 6,000 acres, and the largest two are out of control at this point.
It's going to be a long-duration event for this fire, as well as any other fires that are burning currently.
In neighboring South Carolina, two wildfires are burning in Table Rock State Park and nearby Persimmon Ridge. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump is putting into action new tariffs on automobiles. On Wednesday, the president signed an executive order putting 25% tariffs on foreign-made cars and trucks. He said the order aims to help the automotive industry. He says that it will increase domestic manufacturing of cars and auto parts, and he said that buyers will be able to deduct the interest on their car loans if their vehicle was made in America. The president said the tariffs will bring between $600 billion and $1 trillion into the U.S. within the first year. The move was immediately hailed by the United Auto Workers, one of the nation's largest labor unions, as a victory for auto workers. Nissan's changing its corporate culture.
Nissan says it's changing its corporate culture, speeding up the process by which it adjusts to market demands. It took the wraps off a bold array of new and refreshed models on Tuesday, as well as next-generation technology set to debut in the U.S. and Canada over the next 2 years.
Executives at NPR and PBS are facing allegations of political bias in Congress during a House Doge hearing over public funding for the outlets. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene said it's communist. This is SRN News. House Republicans introduced new pro-life legislation in Congress.
It's called the Let Pregnancy Centers Serve Act of 2025, and it's co-sponsored by several GOP lawmakers. The bill would, quote, prohibit federal, state, and local governments from discriminating against pregnancy care centers because of their life-affirming mission. The National Right to Life Committee welcomed the legislation, saying it will, quote, provide relief for the country's nearly 3,000 pregnancy centers that support women and their children. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
Unification Church in Japan was ordered dissolved by a court following a request by the Education Ministry. The government cited manipulative fundraising and recruitment tactics that hurt followers and their families. The church called the court order regrettable and unjust. It also said it was considering an appeal of the revocation order, which would take away its tax-exempt privilege and require liquidation of its assets. This is SRN News. Top GOP lawmakers are saying the House and Senate are moving closer together on key aspects of how to unlock President Trump's ambitious legislative agenda, including whether to include a debt ceiling increase quickly. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune and House Speaker Mike Johnson met Tuesday with Treasury Secretary Sean Bessent, Director of National Economics Council Kevin Hassett, and top congressional tax writers, hoping to shrink the gap between the two chambers' competing bills. Johnson told reporters when he returned to the Capitol, quote, a lot of progress. The House and Senate are very closely aligned. Thune said the meeting was a very productive, constructive conversation. Republicans appear to be approaching the same page when it comes to whether to use the reconciliation package to raise the debt limit, a sticking point between the two chambers. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Vice President Vance and his wife are changing their plans for this week's trip to Greenland in a movement to appease Denmark. Vance and the Second Lady will visit a U.S. base on Friday. More details at SRNnews.com.